Schenkel.
We'll be right back.
bird note. A large, dark woodpecker clings to the side of a tree. Its face is almost clown-like, boldly patterned in black and cream with a red crown. And it's holding something in its bill. Eyeing the tree with care, the woodpecker wedges the object into a shallow hole. A closer look reveals thousands of these small pockets in the bark, most neatly set with acorns. We're watching an acorn woodpecker, a bird found in parts of the western U.S. And it chips out these little recesses to fit the acorns it'll harvest throughout the fall. A family of acorn woodpeckers may use this storage tree, or granary, for generations. Some of them hold as many as 50,000 acorns, which the woodpeckers rely on when insect prey and other foods are hard to come by. But if trees with thick bark are in short supply, utility poles, fence posts, or the sides of barns will serve the same purpose. So, does the acorn woodpecker just kick back and munch acorns all winter? Not a chance, because in the weeks after a fresh acorn is lodged in a hole, it dries and shrinks, meaning acorn woodpeckers spend much of the winter shuttling them from one hole to another, finding just the right fit. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Pre-produced at my Emergency of Musical Proportions in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Allegria. After that was Lila Tirando of Violetta, and that is from Uruguay. Then it was Smurs. Followed by the show winner from Jelly Haha. That's a jelly with a G and two L's and an I, and the song is called Normalize. Then it was John Mouse with I Hate Antichrists. Right on brand. Anybody could have predicted that. Then it was Thresher with new stuff, and then Cut Cult, who are new, with a very powerful song with bad drums. There's no shame in quantizing drums in 2025, or programming drums. You can just program them. They sound better. After that was Rick White, great song. Then from North Bay, Ontario, it was Peach Pact. That's another theme tonight, is small Canadian cities and smaller U.S. metros. For the record, I don't consider Atlanta to be a smaller U.S. metro, but there is Cincinnati, Asheville, and Indianapolis on here. Salt Lake City as well. On the Canadian side, Peach Pact is from North Bay. Rick White is from Moncton. Thresher is from Owen Sound. And later on, I have stuff from Lethbridge and Kimberley. I mean, I know it's in the province, but other than that, I have no idea where Kimberley is. I'm guessing the East Kootenays. So that, I guess, is trivia tonight. True or false, Kimberley is in the East Kootenays. How well do you know your province, British Columbia? Finishing up the set was Goon. Not only did I ban them from singing, I didn't expect them back, so I got my face. There's a lot going on with that song, the more I listen to it. Perhaps 50-plus years from now, they'll be breaking it down like God only knows.